Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, page 998 in the English Kabbalah for the Student, it's page 363, and we are studying the introduction to the Ten Sefirot, item 130. So again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 363, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 130.
Bala Sulam passes us through the same four phases. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei of Providence, the revelation of Providence. It is concealed. Reward and punishment. Eternal. In accordance with the man's correction of his vessels, accordingly he is discovering. Obviously, the Creator isn't changing with respect to the creature, in his attitude towards the creature. The whole cannot be changed. Rather, what is changing is man's perception. And in accordance with the recognition of Providence, he feels himself as being in a state of a better world. He is more and more justifying the Creator over and above all the discernments he's going through. And constantly worse and worse discernments, and constantly more and more he needs to exert to correct himself, raise above these disturbances, because they are the revelation of his correction, the correction of his broken kelim. And as he ascends above them, then once more he discovers Providence as good, that does good, etc. Each and every time he discovers it as bad, as corrupted, as unjust, etc. Throughout all his desires that are corrupted too, and his intentions, until every time he corrects it, raises himself above it, meaning justifier. And every time there's no righteous who wants sin. Thus, this is how it is in each and every step along the way. First, there's no righteous that did not sin, and then corrected the sin, and reached a degree of tzaddik, the righteous, he who justifies. You can't be a justifier if you don't accuse first. Thus, he passes through the degrees. So, well, until he reaches the revelation of Providence. And let's continue according to the text.
Item 130. They that are granted the sensation of His providence in the form of the first degree of disclosure of the face, called repentance from fear, are considered medium. This is because their emotions are divided into two parts, called the two cups of the scale. Now that they have acquired the disclosure of the face by way of "you shall see your world in your life," at the very least they have attained His good providence as befits His name, good. Hence, they have a scale of merit. Yet, all the sorrow and the bitter torments that were thoroughly imprinted in their feelings from all the days and years they received providence of concealed face, from the time that they were awarded the above repentance, all remain standing and are called a scale of sin. And since they have these two scales standing one opposite the other, in a way that the scale of sin is set from the moment of their repentance and before, and the scale of merit is set and guaranteed to them from the moment of repentance onwards, the time of repentance stands between the merit and the sin, and hence they are called medium.
Kufla
Medalef. 131. And the ones who merit the disclosure of the face in the second degree, called repentance from love, when sins become as merits to them, are considered to have sentenced the above scale of sin to a scale of merit. This means that all the sorrow and affliction engraved in their bones, while being under the providence of concealment of the face, have now been inverted and sentenced to a scale of merit. This is because every sorrow and grief has now been turned into a wonderful, endless pleasure. Now they are called righteous, for they justify His providence.
Whereby obviously all the perception of providence depends on the size of the correction, the size of the corruption that is revealed, and the size of the correction that occurred. If the corruptions that occur, that revealed, are small, then obviously also the correction is accordingly small and narrow. Hence, with respect to the past, present, and future, towards the depth of the sins, meaning the corruptions, yet maybe he cannot determine providence as good, that does good in many aspects in the past, present, and future. So that the transgressions, the sins turns into transgressions and then even virtues. Turns into mistakes and then virtues. So it all depends on our vessel, meaning we're not living it, rather in it, through it. We see the whole of reality. The group, the Kabbalist, the system, everything, including the Creator, everything is present within our kli, within our desires, that instead of Ein Sof, some small portion is revealed there, a corrupted portion, and we need as much as possible to see it as whole. Well, each time whole signifies different things according to one's advancement. Accordingly, we discover, according to our corrected vessels, the order in them, the providence, how whole and complete and perfect that it is, how much it locks everything only towards one goal, being to bestow, to do good. Well,
132. We must know that the above attribute of medium applies even when one is under providence of concealment of the face. By great exertion in faith, in reward and punishment, a light of great confidence in the Creator appeared to them. For a time, they are granted a degree of disclosure of His face in the measure of the medium. But the drawback is that they cannot permanently remain in their degrees, since standing permanently in a degree is possible only through repentance from fear.
Meaning, until he comes to repentance from love, it cannot be permanently in him, meaning till he comes to intermediate.
133. We should also know that what we said, that there is choice only when there is concealment of the face, does not mean that after one has attained providence of revealed face, one has no further labor or exertion in the practice of Torah and Mitzvot. On the contrary, the proper work in Torah and Mitzvot begins primarily after one has been awarded repentance from love. Only then is it possible to engage in Torah and Mitzvot with love and fear as we are commanded. And the world was created only for the complete righteous. It is rather like a king who wished to select for himself the most loyal of his subjects in the country and bring them to work inside his palace. What did he do? He issued a decree that anyone who wished, young or old, would come to his palace to engage in the works inside his palace. However, he appointed many of his servants to guard the palace gate and on all the roads leading to it, and ordered them to cunningly deflect all those nearing his palace and divert them from the way that leads to the palace. Naturally, all the people in the country began to run to the king's palace, but the diligent guards cunningly rejected them. Many of them overpowered them and came near the palace gate, but the guards at the gate were the most diligent. And if someone approached the gate, they diverted him and turned him away with great craftiness until one despaired and returned as he had come. And so they came and went and regained strength and came and went again, and so on and so forth for several days and years until they grew weary of trying. And only the heroes among them, whose patience endured, defeated the guards and opened the gate. And they were instantly awarded seeing the king's face, who appointed each of them in his right place. Of course, from that moment on, they had no further dealings with those guards, who diverted and misled them and made their lives bitter for several days and years, running back and forth around the gate. This is because they have been rewarded with working and serving before the glory of the king's face inside his palace. So it is with the work of the complete righteous. The choice applied during the concealment of the face certainly does not apply when they have opened the door to attain open providence. However, they begin their work primarily from the revealing of the face. At that time, they begin to march up the many rungs in the ladder set up on the earth, whose top reaches the heaven. As it is written, the righteous shall go from strength to strength. It is as our sages say, each and every righteous is covered by the cover of his friend. Those works qualify them for the will of God to realize his thought of creation in them, which is to delight his creatures according to his good and generous hand.
Questions? Yes.
Those guards, what are they guarding?
They are guarding men. That until he won't establish that inner guarding, guardians, you mustn't allow him to draw any nearer to the king's palace other than the place where the policemen are. The many policemen, say 125 degrees, and each and every degree stands the guards, and they don't let him to get any closer. Thus far you're allowed to come, and we are not allowing you any further. Why? Well, we see that you're unsuitable. And this is how it is each and every time. Meaning the guards, guarding men, so that if he'll go further. Well, these are laws, you can't, but say to men it is revealed or is disclosed certain desires, corruptions, place for scrutiny. They are awakening him. They don't allow him to rest in the current state because they bring him troubles. So they guard man. The Creator, the light, there's nothing to guard about. You can't touch it. Rather, only according to the law of equivalence of form. I mean, if I am not suitable, I don't see. What does it mean that I can't draw nearer any further? There's a way I know by which I'll be able to grow any nearer. But if I'm not correcting myself, can I grow any nearer? Can I climb the mountains a few meters ahead? I'm incapable. Rather, these guards, they point out to the problem with respect to me. They're guarding me in order to stimulate me, in order to hasten me, to bring me nearer, to have discernments. Everything with respect to men and with respect to the correction.
How do they guard me? By what exactly do they guard me?
Let's imagine the corrected world. Yes? A policeman come to you, or a guard, a teacher, there, a few more type of people, and begin to tell you where are you wrong, what's wrong with you. You are saying, well, how come you're telling me such a thing? They tell you, Owen, you are speaking as if you not living nowadays. A month ago, there are different conditions. We didn't talk about it. You are just fine, etc., right? However, now we are seeing your behavior as not accepted. Should you continue like that, time will pass by, and if you weren't advanced, then it won't be just non-desirable behavior, rather it would be intolerable. So you need to correct your attitude to the environment. Everyone is suffering that they can't advance because of you. That they're following you, they're late in the corrections for a better life. They're willing to do everything, but you're just not responding. So what are we to do? Because they have to be your subjugation towards the workshop, towards overcoming. So you'll come into the right integration with them, and thus you'll come to corrections. We are coming from their part, on their part, on their. They appointed us to tell you that you are wrong. So the police car comes my way, and another representative from the neighborhood and from the world and the environment, etc., and are telling me that. They are looking after me so that I will not continue with the life. As it advanced, the Shemot constantly revealed and revealed new world to me, and I see it as old, there's nothing changes, meaning I'm on the animate degree. With respect to spirituality, I'm in the degree of the steel, not holy steel, steel. Now, holy steel is he who annoys himself towards the environment. I'm not even annulling, I'm simply alive, I simply flow with it. And this is wrong. And maybe these guards and policemen are coming to me as they are advancing, so they come my way and telling me of such gentle, subtle points and unique conditions that I must observe, and I can't see it. And they say, well, you have to descend. In our neighborhood, you have no place. You have no place to continue and no more room to live. You need to descend to that neighborhood there, some outskirts there. I don't know. Among the sins, among all the sin, among the criminals. Why? But, well, because among the good, the pleasant people, where they're all open towards one another, you have no room, you aren't behaving like them. But it seems to me that, yes, they are told, the guards and the police, well, we have examined and we've seen that you aren't. That's it. This is how it works. Afterwards, when that very moment you are discovering anger and dissatisfaction, you're getting all flustered about them. Later on, you begin to see in a more objective manner, and you see that indeed this is how it is. That you're wrong, your wife aren't so much, your kids aren't that much, etc., etc. Accordingly, in each and everything. This is what Baal HaSulam writes in the essay, The Last Generation. That I need to adapt myself every time to a more advanced generation, or even give an example. Well, yes, Moti.
On the one hand, we need to demand connection between us each and every moment. It says here, those whose patience have served them. How do you maintain an inner burn along with patience?
In tolerance come lack of tolerance. I don't know how to acquire this degree otherwise. I was through all kind of periods next to Abash. I was all burning. I was until it's not that I grew accustomed to it. There's no accustomed to it in spirituality. Rather, there's recognition of the state. There is an approach called subjugation, which is essential. As in total, what is it that we are saying? Well, if the Creator is good to the bad ones and the good ones, if we, with respect to Him, in our sensation of Him, if we could put it this way, at the end of correction, then all that happens with respect to me, with respect to my vessels. If it is only with respect to my vessels, then my whole correction is how am I accepting that providence? How am I accepting the current state? Whether the current state needs to change as it would be in the end of correction? Will I see a different world? Will I not see the same faces? Baal HaSulam, that was the end of correction, did he see the faces as we do? Did he not see the atrocities that existed in the world? How did he feel the world? All great? Yes. Alongside with it, He clothed in us. We do not understand those things. Nevertheless, to the extent we can grasp it, it's a great change in perception of reality. But let's say, and also he felt how we are grasping the world differently, meaning the patience is in you understanding that the world is corrected, that everything is corrected, rather. There are further, say, stages of correction with respect to those who are feeling it as such. Well, it will pass by, it will come. You can't skip the degrees, you can only assist to the extent that you're capable in establishing the society, the environment, and nothing further. You have no complaints because he put everything to start with as the end of correction. The creature need vessels in order to recognize it. That cannot be given as a present, otherwise he will not feel the final state. It must go through the recognition of evil, should you not be in the state, then the recognition of the good if you're in it. Meaning, I don't. There has to be darkness, concealment, recognition of evil in that state. Why bad? So that it won't be for your belly, rather it needs to be for chibu, ashpa, etc. We need to allow for time and freedom to men to advance without suppression. Well, you see people coming, people are going, free admission to everyone, free entry. If a person doesn't harm or mentally ill, which might also harm him, he has room here, even if he'll come once a year. Well, so what? It doesn't bother me. The more the merrier. This way everyone comes and everyone goes and can go to a few other places, can be here also. Doesn't bother me at all. The main thing is the scrutiny, for him to do the scrutiny as quickly as possible. This is my goal, to help him scrutinize. Not to connect myself to him or him to me. This is how we need to relate to it, to those friends who invest more and more and more and more accordingly in the circles. There are already harsher conditions. There it's already indeed. They take upon themselves more, and we need this. You have guards and policemen according to the circles, until the most inner circle. And you can determine that. Now it isn't that clear. If one doesn't know the soul of his beast as yet, however, later on it will be clear. Yes. So much so that the students of Rabbi Shimon, or even a lesser degree, they knew each and everyone's inner quality and what's his position in the structure of the Ten Sefirot. However, we must honor the quality of patience. There's no day that is like its previous ones. Hence, a person come here over the years, every time he's here, he leaves, and after the lesson, he returns, he does a great job. First of all, he's integrated with everyone to some extent. Secondly, he is advancing with the material itself. Each time new surroundings, each time new internal ones, meaning the lights that affect him, both through the studying, through me, through the environment. This is something huge. We are appreciating every moment when we are in the inclination, or even if not the inclination, rather the direction for the revelation of the Creator. It's a lack of appreciation, lack of importance. Hence, patience does not mean that I'm standing and waiting. Rather, patience means that I'm doing the maximum that is in my ability, and I'm subjugating myself to receive a certain result, a certain the result that is received. Maybe I'm not happy in each moment from what I'm receiving because I'm still lacking the sensation that it all comes from the Creator. Even the bad things. Nevertheless, still, to see patience as something that has a great value in it. Yes, Akoka. With respect to the guards, once a person does a certain effort and then they tell him that you're unsuitable, they kick him out.
This is what a person has to do. It is written, you shall place guards and policemen in all of your gates. You have to do it. Who do you think throws you away? If you're thrown away without your knowledge, these are not guards and policemen. Policemen and guards are those that a person enters a certain relationship with, that he guards, checks himself. Policemen and guards are his inner scrutiny. What am I suitable? How am I suitable? How am I not suitable? What else should I do in order to come closer, etc.? It's the right side and left side that speak about the gvurot, the dinim, the judgments in the degrees. This is what a person scrutinizes by himself. He's asking for a sentence for himself, for a judgment. I want to know what else can I do, how can I advance, what is happening here, his attitude towards the environment, so that they would help him, they would come and be by his side, as if the more he strengthens the connection with them. So
from that very moment, what does he need to do? Simply start scrutinizing his attitude with respect to the environment the moment he's being thrown away.
The person is constantly shifting, moving in his interconnection with the environment. The whole 125 degrees are the extent by which he clings really to the environment. There are many different manners there. The whole world is that way. We now see ourselves through the environment as well. If I wouldn't feel anything outside of me, then I wouldn't feel that I exist. Because a single individual cannot exist. He only exists through the difference between the perception that this is I and this is the environment. And that also has to do with the matter of life and death. But if we say that the end of correction is about interconnection, total interconnection between everyone, going back to a single kli, without any differences, without any gaps, and there the light is revealed so equally that on the one hand it's naranchai, on the other hand it becomes limitless, endless. There's no difference between all the different parts. Then I can always examine myself with respect to the environment. To reach that level where I constantly examine myself about the extent of my connection to the friends, and I'm in that. And I constantly hang my advancement on that. And only in that do I see the instrument with which I measure. That already is good. That's the beginning of the letter. Yes.
Now, the same examination he does with respect to the environment, and does it matter what happens in his life, or it's only with the work with respect to the environment?
No, all of these are environmental conditions that also have to do with the same source and the same person. How could it be different?
I simply try to understand how come the gods allow him to pass through eventually. Something happened to me, now I need to go and work with the environment, or I need to go work to the source.
Until you discover the guards and policemen by yourself, until you discover all the conditions which your present state, your present degree put before you, meaning that you discover what has to be good, and you regret how much you're not in it, and you look for the means by which to realize those conditions, and you realize them. Until you go through those stages, you're not taking a step forward. The gods and policemen become your kelim, your vessels.
With respect to the gods and policemen, there are many questions about the inner work of gods and policemen, about the inner scrutiny, you said, versus external positioning of gods and policemen with respect to the work in the group.
Look, there are many circles. There are many circles that need to be taken into account on the one hand, because they are many, and maybe we need to relate to each and every circle. But the main thing is, you see, I don't know how to say this. Well, simply. And later we'll talk about the combination of Achap, Galgal Ta'anayim, and the surrounding lights, and that this, when this comes to a man as his world. Simply, there are things in which that one does automatically. Those are the deeds. And there are things in which one is constantly undergoing changes and criticism and inspections. And those are the intentions. So, in our world, one tries to simply do the same thing on a daily basis, unless you need to change it. Because this is the goof, the body, the beast. And as for the beast, as much as you are in the same stage, situations, conditions, every day, that's better. Because it's written that you need to be like a calf that grows to become a healthy ox. Whereas the man in you is the one that grows in the group in order to resemble the Creator. He has to constantly grow and change, so you have to pay attention to him. These are the deeds in the group and the attentions that are with respect to the goal. Yes, Benzi.
How does a person begin to develop that privilege so he'll be able to advance? Once he already faced the guards and policemen and haven't dragged into an argument with these policemen and guards.
I don't understand. Those same judges, policemen, guards, those same forces that are against or for, or the aiding forces, all of those, they become the vessels, those by which he advances. It's not that you pass by some guard in the entry to some place and you're allowed entry. Those are the very same conditions that you discover as obstructing, as obstacles. They turn into pieces that form the next degree for you. You see them as an obstacle because you cannot arrange them yet for your benefit.
So I need the means in order to turn it into assistance.
Why do they say you need to make for yourself guards and policemen? Why do I need to make them? I need to have the open road, and you know, that's it. Just should be nice and smooth. You know, who needs them? A person runs into them happily in his life. It's written that you have to make them. If for you this is an open road, that's not good. In the revelation of the policemen and the guards, you discover that you're not on a smooth road, that you have to ascend each and every time.
So once more, what is the first step when I'm in the direction of advancing? I need another force.
It's the environment. With respect to the environment, you constantly check.
But the environment now are my policemen and guards.
Now, if you make them this way, then they become policemen and guards. If you don't do it, then they don't behave in such a way. It all depends on you. The environment comes to you and it tells you, does it tell you that something is wrong? Usually it doesn't.
No, but it does begin to appear like that when it's beginning to be revealed.
Good. So they apply pressures on you. That's right. You will invite them or they would do it. Well, ultimately it's the Creator who's arranging things this way. So what? Is that good? Suddenly you begin to feel how you are less than them, how you truly, you know, you don't deserve to be near them, and more so, that's what they discover, what they show you, the guards and policemen, and then you realize, well, what degree can I reach if I'm in that way with them? Look, it's always, it always seems to you that they are all tight, interconnected, you know, embraced with one another. They're all together, and they have, well, if not an understanding, you know, maybe you can be smarter, but they are more connected. Meaning, they have the spiritual revelation. Spirituality comes to them in an easy way. Out of life, they live it this way. It's not out of you philosophizing with your mind. So this envy, meaning it's disclosed to you how much you're not equal to your environment. That's it. Now, you have to rise to such a degree where you will be equal to them. You'll be in adhesion with them. This is how it is, each and every time.
So this ascent, this is exactly what I'm asking about.
About what?
This ascent. Once I'm, well, not falling, I see how far am I and
how to rise, how to ascend, how to invert this negation into something positive. It's by working on it, by changing your intention, by realizing the Reshimo. Initially, the Reshimo is always disclosed in a way that you're not worthy of it until you gather your forces, the circumstances, all the different discernments, and you implement it. You have nothing else. And the implementation is in coming closer in the inner hug, in reaching equality, subjugation, devotion, and other. All in all, it's in adhesion to that degree that they place before you.
We're saying the remedy is revealed next to the blow. So where is that remedy that I can take, start working with?
The remedy is the environment that can bring you the light that reforms. And we will move on to the Zohar. And there you need to ask for the remedy. The remedy comes with the light.
We're moving to the next part of the lesson.